When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about feminine energy, everyone's favorite topic, and a whole lot more. And we have a guest that I am so excited about, Rebecca Lee, the host of the Rebecca Lee podcast. And we're actually doing a podcast swap this week. So you'll get to hear her on my show, and then you'll get to hear me on hers. So a couple days after this episode goes live, my episode on the Rebecca Lee podcast will go live. So make sure that you check that out. And like I said, we're talking all things feminine energy, as well as confidence, dating, mindset shifts, and personal development, leveling up in life, and stepping into the best version of you. Now, these are my personal favorite conversations to have, as you girls know, and Rebecca and I are just so aligned in our content and just the things that we say, the way that we view all of these things. So there was really no better fit than to dive into all of that with. A little bit more about Rebecca. She is a holistic nutritionist who is seen by her community as their wellness and self-development sister. She preaches about self-love, confidence, positive mindsets, and feeling your best from within. I mean, is that like not a perfect fit for this show? And you can catch her talking about all of that on her podcast, like I mentioned, or her YouTube channel, which is so good, or even at one of her in-person workshop events, which is super cool. Now, let's get into today's episode, and you can also watch it on YouTube. So if you would rather watch than listen, head over to the For the Girls YouTube channel where you can find the video version. Okay, everyone, please welcome Rebecca to For the Girls. I'm so excited to have you. Introduce yourself to the girls and tell us about what you do.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Victoria, for bringing me on For the Girls podcast. I'm all about women, female empowerment. So I feel like this is such an aligned, you know, thing we're doing with the pod swap. I'm Rebecca. I'm originally from Chicago. I started my social media channels about 4 years ago with the mission of helping women, essentially. I was helping women through their health journeys, their wellness journeys, disordered eating journey, kind of talking about where I've been and where I've gotten to. And now my content and my persona has shifted a bit more in the self-development space and really helping women go from surviving to thriving, whether that's in, you know, your career, in a job you hate, in an unfulfilling relationship, having higher standards, more self-worth, confidence, feeling good in your own body, in your own skin, you know, all of that health, wellness, self-development content. I am super passionate about because I've been through quite of a journey of my own, which I'm sure we'll get into today. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, I do feel like everyone who's in the wellness space in some way, shape, or form also taps into, you know, the self-development, the mindset stuff, because everything is one and the same. It's really hard to be like super disciplined when it comes to health and wellness, but then have no self-esteem like that. I just don't feel like you could do those two things.
Exactly. And that was such a big thing I learned on my wellness journey was that when I was struggling with disordered eating and food and my body, it really had nothing to do with the food itself. And it had more to do with my inner world and my relationship with myself and my mindset and that's really what made me so passionate about personal development was like, wow, the more I worked on myself, the better everything else just kind of happened as a byproduct. So you're so right. It's a very holistic approach.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important. It's almost like you can think back to like, I feel like all of these same things like repeat throughout our lives. Like I even think back to like, okay, you're in college. You want to have like a well-rounded resume. You don't want to just have good grades. You want to also have the extracurricular activities. Like in everything we do, like you want to be well-rounded. You want to have that balance and you want to like take care of all the little pockets of your life. I actually had these twin sisters on the podcast about a year ago or so, and they talk a lot about balance. Like that's their whole brand is balance. And I feel like that episode just always still sticks with me because you could put that into anything. You could put that into health, wellness, mindset, whatever, personal development. It's so important to have that balance of like all the, you know, you want everything to be well-rounded.
100%. Balance is at the core of it all. And especially when you take like a holistic approach, you realize there's no 0 to 100 in extremes, especially as women. That's why I'm so passionate about posting self-development content for women specifically, because a lot of the masculine energy out there, and I'm sure you can relate, is like very strict, 0 to 100, you have to do this and this. And I'm like, whoa, we're completely different. You know, women, we flow like the moon, 28-day cycle. We have a lot of different things happening. We got to actually flow with our bodies and our intuition and utilize our real like feminine energy and our feminine power.
Yeah, I love that you just mentioned that because we will definitely be diving into that specific topic a little bit later on in this conversation. So to backtrack, I also want to, you know, address how you said that we're so aligned. We absolutely are. I love your content. I really did like a true deep dive. I went through the podcast. I went through the YouTube, which your YouTube is so legit. If you guys are listening, make sure you go on our YouTube because I'm like, whoa, high budget vibes, like just very, very legit. I love it. I really appreciate like a good YouTube channel, which is why I stopped doing YouTube because I can't do it. In any case, I like we were very, very aligned. There were a lot of different similarities, even like little sayings and things that you said that I've said that or vice versa. I'm like, oh my God, like I was just getting so excited. So I was making all my notes, writing everything down. But what really, really stood out to me the most was about acting as if. I don't know if it was a YouTube video or, yeah, I think it was a YouTube video. At some point, I came across that. I have a super old podcast episode where I talk about that same exact thing. It's like acting as if you can guarantee your results 6 months from now and how you could change your life. You have a whole thing of content about how you did a one-year experiment acting as if, and it completely changed your life. So that really blew my mind. I would love to hear about that experiment and have you just like break it all down, what you did and what the results were.
Totally. I definitely echo everything you said as well. I love your content. And there were so many moments where I was like, whoa, we have such similar points. So I'm really excited for this. But yeah, the one-year experiment completely changed my life. And I actually posted a video about this describing my one-year experiment, my journey about like a month or so ago. And it's already like at 1.5 million views. Like it's definitely gone viral for a reason because there is something so powerful about acting as if. So long story short, I started my one-year experiment in 2020. It was COVID. I just got broken up with. I moved back home with my parents. I was starting a corporate job online because it was right after I graduated college. And I basically just felt like at such a rock bottom. You know, I was completely alone. I was always used to having like people and outside stimulus, right? And it was COVID and I was at home with myself and my thoughts. And I was like, holy shit, who am I and who do I want to become? Like that's when I hit a whole new breaking point with myself, which was actually the biggest blessing in disguise because it forced me to look within and it forced me to make radical changes that have set me up to where I am today. So I'm very grateful for those hardships. And basically what I did was I created a whole new delusional reality within myself. And I said, okay, I'm not happy in my job. I'm not happy in my relationship. I just got dumped that I was distraught about. I'm not happy with the way I look. I was breaking out. My gut health was worse again. My energy levels, my hormones, like things were not good health and physically wise either. I didn't feel like I had an aligned group of friendships at the time. And I was like, okay, this is a chance for me to rebuild completely from new. So I decided to go all in on personal development during this time to completely shift my mindset, to completely shift my inner world, to start manifestation, to start getting deeper into my spirituality journey, into myself. And I decided to create a one-year experiment where I said, okay, maybe I'm not happy with where I am currently, but where could I be in 1 year from now if I continue to do the things and continue to act as if those things were going to happen no matter what? So where would I be and how would I act today if I knew that in a year from now, I was going to be able to quit my shitty corporate job that I was working 90-hour weeks crying over my boss all the time? If I knew I was doing something that I loved, which by the way, when I created this one-year experiment, I had no proof of that. Like, I think I maybe had a couple hundred followers on Instagram. Like, I had no proof of the fact that I was able to do this. I just created a new belief within myself. So I said, I'm going to create a one-year experiment where I know that I'm going to find the line group of friendships. They're going to find me. I'm going to create a whole new confidence and inner energy, and that's going to attract all these amazing abundance, jobs, people, opportunities, men into my life. And I just acted every single day as if my success was inevitable and that was going to happen. So I did the self-development work. I did the things. And then lo and behold, a year later, even less than a year later after that, I was able to quit my job, started working for myself full-time. I moved to LA completely by myself. I didn't really know anyone. I made a whole new aligned group of friendships. I really flourished in my career and just with myself, more importantly, was I had never felt more confident and more happy with who I was and what I was doing than after that one-year experiment.
Wow. That, first of all, it is so powerful when you can actually just get into that mindset of finally saying like, okay, I'm sick of my own shit. Like, I'm not happy with where I am. So where do I want to be? I feel like a lot of people aren't happy with where they are. But the thing is that we just accept that. We just think like, that's just life. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. Like, it doesn't get better for me. Maybe you're from a small town and you're like, this is just it. You know, it's what you watched your parents do and watched your family do. Sometimes I do, it's not for everyone, but sometimes I really do think that like moving away is really important. I did that myself, not as far. I mean, I know you went to the West Coast. I moved to Florida and I was in Florida for 3 years, but that was a big deal because where I'm from, you don't do that. Like, you just stay, you know, where you're from. But meeting new people, doing those things, like, it really changes your life. Now you're back in Chicago, right?
I'm back in Chicago, but I'm actually moving to Miami.
So. Oh, I lived in Miami. Okay.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so cool. Well, why I asked you that was because I'm back where I'm from. I'm back. I was going to say, like, even if you go back home, it's okay. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually lived at home, technically my home base, the last 6 months because I decided, okay, it was time for me to leave LA. You know, I want to try something new. I put my stuff in storage and I took this time to kind of do a new 1 year experiment of sorts where I'm like, okay, let's reevaluate. It's been 3 years. I feel stagnant again. Let's switch it up. Let's figure out what's next. And I took this time again. So even now in my life, there's been a whole nother resurgence where I'm like, where is more aligned for me? And I'm taking another risk, taking another chance moving to Miami. And I'm really excited about it, but it's definitely come with a lot of fears that I felt even when I first did that 1 year experiment 4 years ago.
Yeah. But see, that it's a good type of fear because it's especially when you are the type of person who wants to conquer your fears, as opposed to, for the most part, people won't do the whole acting as if because they have that fear of failure. They have that fear of what if it doesn't work out, which is why, like I mentioned briefly, I have an old episode where I was like, what if you can guarantee your life in 6 months? What would you do for the next 6 months? For me, if I knew I would have a certain, let's say, goal body or whatever, I would get off the couch, right? Like, I would start working out. Like, these are the things that I would do. But a lot of people think it's not possible, so I'm not even going to bother. And I think that it's just so powerful how you were able to just take that, you know, that whether it's unhappiness or that place of complacency, whatever, and say like, this is not good enough for me. I need to make some changes. And that was the result.
Exactly. And I think another thing that's really important, and I talk about this a lot, I actually work one-on-one with creators and aspiring full-time content creators, health coaches, women specifically. And I say to them, I talked about this with my client earlier this week, of like, Okay, if you knew that your page was going to take off, if you knew you were going to be successful, would you waste any energy right now worrying about if it was going to happen, worrying about how people are going to perceive you, what they're going to think, if you're going to make it? Like, you're not even going to waste any energy on it because you know it's going to happen. And that's the power of acting as if, is that you get so dialed in where you're like, nope, not even letting my mind go there to the what ifs and to the negative thought land, because it's just a waste of energy. I'm going to dial in and know where I'm going, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay. What you just said aligns perfectly with one of my favorite things I've always said, which is just confidence is a byproduct of action. You don't get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. And I feel like that's what you really embody. And that's, you know, even in your coaching, what you just said, that's the entire point. You don't wait to get confident. You take the action, and that's what builds the confidence. Your journey with confidence, did it kind of start with doing that experiment, or what was your journey like even before that with confidence?
Yeah, I love that you brought this up. And it's funny because I watched one of your videos and I was like, I say the same thing about confidence because it's so true. Every moment in my life, my confidence has built when I did things that A, were outside of my comfort zone, but I knew that I really deep down wanted to do it, or B, when I took action on the things that I said I was going to do. So for a long time, I said, I want to put my stuff in storage in LA and I want to travel. I want to try out a new city. And for a while when I wasn't doing that in LA, I even noticed my confidence was not as high. The second I did that and I sublet a place in Miami in the month of March, that whole month, I was like, holy shit, my confidence reached another level because I did something that I said I was going to do, even if it was scary and uncertain. So before that 1 year experiment in 2020, because I think my confidence has built so much over the last few years doing what I'm doing. Before 2020, my confidence was not at a high point by any means. I was craving and seeking external validation. I think that's a big reason why me and my ex broke up at the time, was I was very codependent on that validation. I wanted external validation from people. Like, there wasn't a sense of self within myself that was strong as it is now. And that sense of self and that confidence was built through taking action that scared the shit out of me, but that I was deep down so proud of myself and so happy to do it, you know, starting the social media pages, posting even when I was scared, moving across the country even when I was scared, putting myself out there in new situations. Like, every time you do that, you look at yourself and you're like, shit, I just did that. I could do anything. And another like small but tangible example of this was last summer. I'm one of the girlies, I have pretty bad flight anxiety, but I flew internationally by myself last summer. I challenged myself to do that. And then I did that. And afterwards, I was like, oh my gosh, I can take over the world. I just conquered a fear. I just did something. And then that confidence grows and grows and grows. So I love that you bring that up, because confidence isn't going to come from you sitting around waiting for you to be confident one day. Confidence is going to come from you taking action. And then you look back at yourself and you're like, damn, I just did that. Let's do the next thing.
Yeah, it's accomplishing what you set your mind to. So it's setting up goals for yourself, doing them and accomplishing them. And guess what? Sometimes you might fail, but that's just part of the process. You have to keep doing it again and again. I always say failure is part of the process. Success is, and confidence, it's not linear, because there will be times where you are super confident. You do feel on top of the world. And then you might just not be feeling so hot. You just might not be feeling so great. So what? Now that means you just end it all? Like, no, you have to just keep going and you try again until you pick it back up.
Exactly. And that's literally how I felt this year, where I was like, okay, I'm going to do something different, do something I said I was going to do, picked up, tried out Miami. Now we're going to do another whole wave of new confidence being built for this next chapter of my life.
Yeah. Where in Miami are you going to move to?
Brickell. Know? Yeah.
Ah, I lived in Brickell. I'm so jealous. Oh my gosh. I miss Miami. I know. I miss Miami, but you're going to freaking love it. Oh my gosh. It really is such a good time. It really is. That was like the end of me living in Florida. Like, I wish that I had done Brickell earlier, but it was like toward the end where I was like getting that itch, you know, to go back home. So I only stayed a year, but I think if I went earlier, I would have stayed a little bit longer, but yeah. Everything happens for a reason.
For sure.
So I mentioned your glamorous YouTube page, and on there you have a series called Surviving to Thriving, where you give all different tips. But more specifically, there were two videos that were like from shifting from insecure to confident, and then, you know, your steps to creating magnetic confidence. And I know that the girls absolutely need to hear these tips. So give us the breakdown on these tips and your methods to surviving, from going from surviving to thriving in confidence.
Yeah, I love it. I love that series on my YouTube channel. I think it's actually what really helped me grow a little bit the past few months was, you know, covering a bunch of different topics on surviving to thriving, because my whole thing is that I want to empower you to take control over your life, right? Because that's what I've done for myself. I've realized that we have more control than we're led to believe. And so for that reason, why would I waste any time being in survival mode when I can work on becoming, you know, in thriving mode? So for confidence specifically, and I love this topic, I literally dedicated a whole day to confidence at my retreat in Costa Rica. Confidence specifically, like we talked about, I think really stems from keeping the promises that you make to yourself. So if you say that you're going to go to the gym every day and you don't go, you're killing the confidence within you, because you're telling yourself that you're basically unreliable and you can't trust anything you say. And so that's why I always tell people to start slow, to make small goals, start slowly. I'm going to go to the gym. This is just one example, but if that's one of your goals, start by saying, I'm going to go twice a week if you don't go at all right now. Don't go every day 0 to 100, because then you're going to fall short and then you're going to feel bad about yourself. But the second you just do something you said you were going to do and then you do it, boom, confidence comes as a result. So it can really be the small things, like I said, like the gym. And then over time, that can be greater goals. Like, okay, I'm going to move. I'm going to post my content. I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to put myself out there with these new people, with this new guy. I'm going to go on this date. Like, whatever it is, that comes over time. I think another piece about creating really magnetic confidence specifically is creating such a solid self-concept that you have made about yourself and that you've decided about yourself, to the point where I could care less what anybody else has to say, because I believe this, I've given myself this validation, and that's that. So we're social creatures. Of course, we're going to crave validation naturally. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. But if you can get to a place where you crave your own validation more than what you crave from others, you're going to be the most magnetic person in the room, because you're going to give off that energy of like, I'm not desperate for your approval. That's what repels people, is when you can just feel like, should I wear this? Does this look good? Should I post this picture? Is this okay? What should I say to him? Is this that or the other? Like, that's breeding, you know, insecurity, is when you have to ask everyone everything. But if you start asking yourself, what do I think? How do I feel in this? Does this make me feel good? Does this not make me feel good? Do I want to say this? Do I want to do this? Like, flipping the script and asking yourself questions so that you're getting your own validation, you're seeking that from yourself first and foremost, that's magnetic energy right there. You're not craving it from other people. You're craving it from yourself. And so you can do that in a myriad of ways. You know, even just having the awareness around it really helps. But even doing some journaling prompts of like telling yourself, who am I? What is my own definition of myself? How do I see myself? How do I want to see myself? How can I improve these things upon myself? What are some promises that I should start keeping to myself? Like, just getting introspective and crafting who the F you are and making that your guidelines on what you want to do. So like I said, not to say that you can't get approval from other people, but to really radiate that magnetic confidence, you got to look within, because people love and feel that magnetism towards people who don't need them, right? It's the same thing in like dating and relationships. If a guy feels like, oh my God, she needs me, she needs this approval, they're gonna get a little icked out. They're gonna push you away. But if you're like, I'm good with or without you, then they're like, why? Oh my gosh, now I want you. It's so funny, but it's true.
Yeah, it really, really is so true. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like that you just brought up a little bit of dating because we're going to talk about that soon. But before we do, you said the key word right in there when you said energy, magnetic energy. I think energy is everything, and understanding that everything is energy, I really think will be the key to leveling up in life. And it'll just ultimately make you a more confident version of yourself in that alone. Forget anything else. Knowing how to really balance your energy. You mentioned the masculine and the feminine. I think that is extremely important. For anyone listening who needs a very quick, like brief little overview, the feminine energy is the magnetic energy. That is like your soft receiving energy. That's your like listening and nurturing and creative energy, as opposed to your masculine energy, which is your doing energy. That is your action taking energy. Granted, even the softest, most feminine women have to have masculine. We all have it. You have right. We're going to all have both. It's just in, you know, who we are. But it's about knowing like time and place, when and where. For me, the masculine energy, like that, I keep that at work. And then I take the feminine energy home. It's about the time and place. That's how I create my programs. That's how I get shit done. That's how I do my work, is by, you know, and channeling that masculine action taking energy. But when it comes to magnetism, that's all about your feminine energy. And knowing that and knowing how to tap into that, especially like out in like, you know, your personal life and whatnot, is I think extremely, extremely important when it comes to really building that confidence. But for starters, I think that a lot of women struggle with tapping into their feminine energy and struggle with being soft. And I could say that I wasn't always very aware of it the way I am now. Years ago, I was very masculine. Like I was very like, get out of my face if you can't like get on my level. Like I can't even freaking deal. Like I was just, you know, I'm from New York. Okay. Like I think that we're just really born like tapped into our masculine. But as I got older and, you know, did the personal development and whatnot, I learned it and I was able to really figure out how to embody the feminine. So I guess my question for you with all of that being said is why you think that is, that women really struggle with tapping into their feminine, and what your experience has been with embodying it yourself.
Yeah, totally. And I love how you brought up that feminine energy really is that magnetic energy, and we can dive deeper into that. I think that society really rewards masculine energy. So it's not a surprise that a lot of women struggle to be in their feminine, myself included. I am somebody who naturally thrives more, naturally gravitates more towards the masculine energy. And that was a really big thing that I had to reprogram myself and relearn when it came to dating and relationships, because I got to a point a few years ago where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sick of being the one that is the boss bitch in charge of my relationship, like planning everything, making sure he was, you know, doing everything he needed to do. Like, I was like, wow, this is not the role that I want to be playing. And like I said, society rewards us, generally speaking, for being more in our masculine, right? We have the productivity, we have the success, we have the getting shit done. Like, that's what we were grown up to believe and to be raised as. You know, I have immigrant parents. I've seen hard work building from nothing to something one day, like my whole life. And that's what I thought I needed to do, right? I just, you know, work hard, get good grades, get a good job, constantly be working, constantly be on top of my shit, be responsible, you know, get done, productivity. That's what society rewards us as. And then I think I got to a certain point where I woke up and I was like, wow, this is not sustainable. This does not feel like my truest essence of myself. Where I feel like my most self is when I'm tapping into my intuition, when I'm feeling creative, when I'm in flow with my body, when I'm not being so hard on myself. That's a huge thing about masculine energy in women, is that we're trained to be super hard on ourselves. And that's very masculine energy, right? If you don't have a good workout one day, or if you're not as productive one day and you're beating yourself up about it, it's like, that's not normal for women, because women, we, like I said, have a 28-day cycle. We're going to fluctuate with our hormones. We got to learn how to tap into that and be in flow with that and in tune with that. So I started learning about cycle syncing and my body and my intuition. I got deeper in my relationship with myself and my spirituality. And I learned that all of these things that I thought, all the shoulds, that's just societal programming. And it doesn't need to be that way. Who said I need to work this much and do this much workouts and, you know, have it be super hard? Why can't it be easy? Why can't I, you know, flow with things rather than be against it? So I love this topic so much. There's so many different directions I could take it down. But what I will say is that if you're a woman listening right now who wants to tap into their feminine energy, you have to realize that that is your natural essence. There is not some big changes that you need to make to yourself to be more in your feminine. That's who you are. It's your natural essence. Your body reflects that. Our hormones reflect that. Like, that is what we are. And to tap more into it, all you have to do is really peel back these layers that we have thought, the things that society has told us, to just go deeper within ourselves and connect deeper with our true essence.
Yeah. I think society just like toughens us up and makes us harder mm-hmm. shelled. And I also think sometimes people might mistake feminine energy for like a weakness, like that softness for weakness, which it's not. I actually think that softness is a huge strength. I think that vulnerability and expressiveness and that sort of way is actually, it requires a lot of strength to be that. And it has, there's so many like ways that it's misconstrued by like I just said, like a weakness. And so we think that the harder we are and the tougher we are, the stronger we are, when in reality, it's actually a perfect play on words with your title of your series, because I think that when we are so hard shelled and so tough like that, we're in survival mode. Mm-hmm. And so it goes right into that. It's like the perfect little, you know, circle. Surviving to thriving. And I almost feel like you could give that title right there to get being really stuck in your masculine energy to then getting to flourish in your natural feminine energy. Like you said, it's our natural being. It is the essence of who we are as women. It is in our hormones. It's in everything. If you are able to do the cycle syncing and figuring out like what works for you on what days, I try to dabble. I do get a little bit confused with it, I'm not going to lie, but there are those little practices and daily things that you know how to take better care of yourself so that you do feel okay, you know, flourishing in your feminine. I think a lot of that toughness, like I said, that makes you feel like you're in survival mode, it reflects so many things like scarcity mindset. Like, if I don't get all this done, then I'm not going to get to XYZ. Like, if I don't do all right. this now, I'm going to fail. And so it sets you back when you feel like you're in that go, 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 go. I have to get shit done. Or even in dating, how you just briefly mentioned, like, you know, in your relationship, if you feel like if I don't plan it, then we won't do anything.
Right.
If I don't make the plans, we're not going out. That's a terrible mindset. Like, that's a terrible way to feel. Like, I better step up, because if I don't, he won't, and then we won't do anything. You want to be with a man who is so in his masculine where you just know he's got it. Like, I could just close my eyes and follow him blindly because he'll take care of it. That's, it's just such a good feeling, you know, when you are a really embodied in your feminine energy, to know that like you have that safety and security in a partner, and you don't have to sit there and be like, let me make sure that I get our plans done every single weekend, otherwise nothing's going to happen.
But something I learned was that it's not necessarily just about the man. It's actually more about me and how am I showing up and what role am I playing in the beginning of the relationship? Mm-hmm. And if I'm more in my masculine, how can I expect him to be in his masculine? So ladies, take this as, you know, a note in your mind that I know a lot of us, especially with dating advice, we're always talking about, you know, the other person, but take a moment to look within yourself. What role are you perpetrating so that he can be not in his masculine? Because you have to also be consciously, like for me personally, I had to take a conscious back seat, especially in the beginning of dating, being like, hands off the wheel, even though I know I could probably do it better.
It's so true. Like, but, I mean, I'm an Aquarius. What's your sign?
I'm a Sag.
Okay. I don't know really much about other signs, but I know with me, like, I have that mindset of like,
yeah,
I'm just always going to do it better. So that it's so true. That conscious effort.
Yeah. Same. But like, I'm like, nope, I don't want to be in this role. I've been here, done that. So let me take a step back. Let me see if he can step up in his masculine. And if he can't, then I'm not filling that gap. I'm going to go find somebody who is.
Right, right. Yeah, that it's so, so, so important because every single thing that we do in the beginning sets the tone. So if you start setting the tone in that way, then that's it. You know, like that's just how it's going to be. So I love that. Are there any other like tangible or feminine energy dating tips that you have? I know that you have a whole series on that topic too.
Yeah. I think, like I said, it starts mainly in the beginning of it. So use that time to really evaluate if he can step up into his masculine and don't fill that gap. So tangibly, what does that look like? That looks like not planning things, especially the first, you know, interactions, taking a step back, letting him figure things out. Like I remember I was on a date with a guy once and we went out to dinner. And afterwards, he was like, oh, should we go get ice cream? Where should we go? And old me would have like grabbed out my phone, look at my maps, figure out where we are, offer some suggestions. And I was like, wherever you think is good, you know, instead, like tangible little things like that to let him step up in his masculine. And then you can see if he's able to, you know, step up to the plate. And then you show appreciation for when that does happen. So that's like a little thing you can do and look out for in the beginning. I think a lot of feminine energy dating tips also comes with creating a stronger sense of self, right, within yourself. So it's less about, does he like me? And it's more about, do I like him? The more you work on your self-worth and your self-concept, you're going to have better dating experiences because I think a lot of us women, we go into our masculine energy when it comes to dating and relationships because we try to use that as a tool or proof of evidence of why we're worthy, right? So the more I do something for somebody, the more he's gonna like me. Even subconsciously, we think if we do more for people, the more they're gonna reward us, the more they're gonna like us, they're gonna see us as valuable. But a true feminine energy woman knows that her essence and her being is enough. She doesn't even have to do anything and she will be loved for just being her. So that's a whole mindset shift I had to make. And it wasn't easy and it did take a lot of time, but I learned that my value doesn't come from my doing, even in my work, right? Outside of just relationships, my value, my inherent self-worth and value isn't tied to what I'm doing and my success and my accomplishments and how much I can do for another person. It's tied to who I am and who I'm being and who I'm becoming.
So, so, so true. And what you just said also reminds me of something I heard you say in one of your videos where you were talking about, you know, finding your dream partner and all that. It's not about finding your dream partner. It's about you being the dream version of you, because I loved your little like perspective there where you said, think about who your dream partner is, who would his dream partner be? So now for you, like, what do you think, who do you think his dream woman would be? Is that your dream woman? Be that dream woman. So like become your own dream, you know, version of you. And I think that goes so hand in hand with what you're saying right now. Like it's so much less about the partner and it's so much more about you. And to me, that's the only reason why I met my boyfriend when I did, because that was after years of, getting myself to a place where I am so happy with who I am. I'm so satisfied with who I am and my life and my career and just what everything looks like. And there were definitely times where I wasn't, but I wanted to meet someone. I was on the dating apps. I was going out. I was meeting guys. But it's no coincidence to me that I never met my person during that time, because how was I going to meet my dream man if I was not my dream woman, like the dream version of me? My boyfriend has very high standards too. Like I always say, that's really important to note, because girls, especially on TikTok, we see talking about high standards, this and that. But do you hold yourself to high standards? For me, if I wasn't me, I wouldn't be with my boyfriend, because he has high standards too. So we met at the right time of us both having, you know, done the work on ourselves.
I was about to say that too. My current boyfriend that we talk about, like, oh, what was your dream person that you were manifesting, or what did you tell people that you wanted in somebody? Because he was single for a while before, because he has high standards as well. And I was thinking about it and I was like, damn, I wouldn't have attracted him. We wouldn't have, you know, been attracted to each other if it wasn't for all the work I did on myself, because the dream person he was manifesting, I wasn't a few years ago. Yep. I completely changed to then be the dream partner of his, you know? It's interesting.
It really is. And it just, like, it's divine timing. Like, it all just makes perfect sense. So on this realm of dating, we're going to actually get into an advice segment in a moment. So I have a really good, I do a segment called Dear Victoria, where I have someone send their like situations and scenarios and I give them advice, but I'm going to have you give advice. But before I do that, I'm just going to quickly ask you on everything that we talked about, or even just in general, one of your favorite little things that you have there, words of wisdom for anyone who is ready to have that breakthrough, that wants to level up in life or to call something into their life, whether it's their dream relationship, their dream career, or just the dream version of themselves. What would be your final pieces of advice before we wrap up?
I love this. Obviously, I have so much I could say, but if I had to choose one thing right now, a message that's coming to me is be as delusional as possible, to be honest. Like, I could have never imagined in a million years some of the things that are happening currently in my life would be here. And I know that in another few years, I'm going to look back and say the exact same thing. And that's because I've created such a strong foundation within myself of who I am, where I'm going. And none of that would be possible if I wasn't delusional AF. So if you want the princess treatment in a relationship, if you want to work for yourself full time, if you want to have your, you know, dream life and your dream apartment and your dream city, like only you are going to be able to make that happen. And only you have that vision for what you want. So you have to stop listening to everyone else around you, because they don't get it. They're not inside your brain. Only you are. And you have to follow your inner voice and your inner intuition way more than you listen to anyone else, any of your friends, any of your family, anyone on the internet, including myself. Like, you have to follow your inner voice. And if you want big things, which you should want big things and the best things in life, because you deserve the best, be as delusional as possible, because one day those delusions will come true and you're going to look back and be so grateful that you put in the work to get there.
Yeah, seriously, so true. I always say that too. Like, I could, it's like, I'm always like, it might sound hypocritical. I could be ranting and raving about my advice all day, but don't go by me either. Like, right. You could just use this as like a guideline, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't resonate with you, then don't do it. Like, do what really you feel the calling, you know, from your own heart. So I think that that's so important. I also can't believe that you said the words princess treatment, because that is in this advice segment that we're going to talk about. So you just, perfect segue. You were right on point there.
I love it.
All right. So girls listening, if you want to submit a segment here, a little submission to ask for advice in a future episode, email me at victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Make the subject line, Dear Victoria. Send your stories. Try to keep it as short as you possibly can. I know a lot of girls like to send me a novel with all the context and the timelines and the receipts and everything in between, but I like to be able to actually get through them in the episode. So let's try to keep it a little bit more condensed. All right, Rebecca, we are going to have you take your hand in this one. So
great.
Dear Victoria, I am dating again after a tough heartbreak where I didn't feel seen, appreciated, or chosen. I'm trying to be more careful with my heart this time around. I worked through it with my therapist, and some advice she gave me as I entered the dating scene was that sometimes I have to sit in my discomfort. an example, identify what I feel and why, and then work through it. I'm surely sitting in my discomfort with this guy. I get the princess treatment. There's the keyword, the princess treatment in person, and we get along well, I think, but over text is a different story. I've been trying to actively recognize that if we are just getting to know one another, there is no point in talking 24/7, nor do I simply want a virtual relationship and false attachment. He often leaves me hanging at weird points of the conversation and occasionally comes back with random excuses the next day or hours later. I just have a feeling that he's lying or just not that into me at all. If it's the latter, I'm completely okay with it. I told him if he's not feeling it, just tell me. But then he goes on to say he wants to see me and he's going to make it up to me. How do I tell this guy that I'm not serious if he's not, I'm not interested if he is not serious about me? I have been told that I come across kind of intense and intimidating by my friends, but I thought I was just being straightforward. I also think I may take things too seriously in beginning stages. So I'm torn between, am I too intense or do I just know what I want? I don't want to leave his message undelivered because I preach communication. Plus, it's only been a few weeks of us talking. We never had a what are we looking for conversation. I'm sure this is going nowhere, but I want to learn from this and know what to do if this ever occurs again. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Okay, well, this sparks a few different things for me. I would think number one, a woman's intuition is always correct. So if you are already feeling the red flags, maybe he's not into you, like your intuition's saying some alarm bells, you always got to follow your intuition, okay? It's always right. And it always proves to be right, especially in the beginning stages, okay? So always follow your intuition first and foremost. But second off, I believe personally, and this is just my take, that I don't feel the need to respond to a man's actions with my words, but rather my energy. So if he's not acting the way I want, if he's not texting me the way I want, if he's not showing me the treatment that I'm wanting, especially in the beginning stages should be the most easy, fun, you know, stages, first and foremost, I pull back my energy. I don't need to tell him, look, I'm looking for this. Are you looking for this? Like, you have to treat me like this in order to keep seeing me. No. Men respond to the lack thereof than to more. So that's a huge way to bring the power back into your, court, bring the ball back into your court, is to just pull back your energy. Maybe you're not as available to hang out anymore. Maybe you're going on other dates. You're not exclusive. Maybe you're busy hanging out with your friends, doing something else. Like, I would always respond with the energy rather than the words, because point blank, men, especially in the beginning, if they're not your boyfriend, they don't really care. They don't care. What they do care is when they don't feel like they have access to you anymore. Then they want you even more. So respond with your energy. Pull back if you're feeling like, there's given some red flags. He might not be that into you. And you should be with somebody who is so excited to see you and that you feel genuinely wants to be with you. So if he's not that, it's on to the next.
Yeah. Especially when you're like, when we're in person, we're great. And he gives me princess treatment. But then when I'm not right in front of his face, like he doesn't answer me. Like, that's just mixed signals. That's just a guy who's like, yeah, he's with you. Maybe he wants to sleep with you. So he's like, doing the whole song and dance. And then when you're not together, he's like, not my problem. Like, it's not a very mature way of dating. And that's probably just where he's at across the board. I'm sure you're not the only girl that he's done this to or is currently doing this to. And I love that you specifically brought up about not saying what I want or whatever, just show it by, pulling back. Because when you start to say like, oh yeah, I'm going to embody my feminine energy now. So this is what I want to be as a woman, as a partner, and this is what I want in a man from a partner. Saying that is you actually embodying your masculine energy because it's you trying to control the situation. Yes. It's you trying to do. It's you trying to like make everything work in your – it's like, okay, I'm telling you this is how it's going to go. This is how I want it to be. Like that is not feminine energy. You just be. You just are. And so – again, how we said before, energy is everything. Words are not everything. Energy is everything. So you don't have to tell them. You just have to show them and pull it back. I think that that's so important. I mean, back in the day, I know how I was. And I mentioned this before, like you know, I wasn't always that like embodied in the feminine energy. Back in the day, I would have handed it to this guy.
Yeah.
Like I would have been sending novels. I would have like 100%. I would have been like, I need to make sure he knows what he did wrong. And at what point of each conversation and thing he fucked up, like that totally would have been me. So I get it. If you have that urge to do it, let me tell you something. It gets you nowhere. It gets you nowhere. You never end up with that guy. So what's the point? Like you prove nothing because he just goes on to eventually it comes down to the point where if that guy wants to be with someone, he's going to be with her. And if he doesn't want to be with you, then he's going to play these games with you. And like, that's just it. That's just how sometimes these guys are. And so, yeah, I think that you gave fantastic advice. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said.
I agree with what you said because you agree with what I said. Just kidding. Just kidding. All right. This was such a great episode. I had so much fun. Where can all of the girls connect with you, and what do you have coming up or in store that they'll find on your pages?
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram at Rebecca Lee. My TikTok's also at Rebecca Lee, but with two A's. You can also listen to my YouTube videos, like Victoria mentioned, on Rebecca Lee. I also have a podcast called The Rebecca Lee Podcast, which Victoria is also going to have an episode on. So make sure to go listen to that. We have a few things coming up, which is super exciting. We are doing our second Costa Rica retreat in May. So if you're interested in that, there's a wait list in the link in my bio. We're also having a Miami event come up in January. So any Florida girls, you know, make sure to come to that. And then the last thing is I'm also launching a group mastermind program for girls who are aspiring full-time content creators, health coaches, which is super exciting. So I work one-on-one, like I said, with aspiring like purpose-led and fulfillment-led content creators and entrepreneurs, specifically more in the health and wellness space, but generally as well. And I'm launching a program for a group thing soon. So you can find all that information at the link in my bio.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.